strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 2nd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Scally. How you doing, Scally?
Hello, hello. I am feeling like I have a little bit of deja vu from our week two update with some of Marty's targets here. But I am, you know, feeling a little frustrated, but overall interested to talk about the going ons of this week so far.
Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 35 in the house, and these are my feelings on Marty.
Turn it up to about 100, because
Is that better?
Yeah, exactly. Marty is one of the most frustrating people I've ever had the pleasure of watching. I just do not understand basically anything he's doing, but yeah, here we are.
We'll get there. I mean, there's a moment on the feeds that if you try watching it, we'll get there. Let's talk through the day. I already mentioned a bunch of stuff that happened in the morning of day 35 when we talked on yesterday's live feed update, because that's pretty much the only thing to talk about on yesterday's update. So the basics to get you kickstarted here on day 35 is that Marty won the HOH, and the crash test dummies were thinking, all right, here we go. Let's get Herman out of the game. Marty, though, was thinking something different. Marty is upset about something that happened during the double eviction, which over the course of the day, we've been kind of able to piece together some kind of maybe working theory about what might have happened. Part of the problem is that, as Marty describes it, he's like, I don't even remember what happened. I don't remember how I got there. I just remember grabbing my arm and thumbs up. And then I was left all by myself. But basically, Marty feels that, because this is the important part, regardless of what actually happened, because we'll hopefully find that out on Monday night. Regardless of what actually happened, Marty believes that during the double eviction, when Gino and Jess were up on the block and there was a vote between the two of them, that he was somehow teleported into the Expedia room without his knowledge or consent. And in the Expedia room, Helena, Josh, Kevin, and Betty was there. Of course, Betty. And those five people had talked about flipping the vote on Gino, taking Gino out of the game, keeping Jess. And he left that room feeling like, yes, the vote is going to go against Gino. And he felt as though that Betty was the one that was really leading the conversation, and that Josh was kind of there as well. That Betty was trying to orchestrate a flip against Gino. And so he left that room feeling like that's how the votes are going to go. And oh, I can't believe I'm doing it again. I'm betraying my man crush Gino again. But it has to be done. And so that's why in the eviction vote, Marty's like, I vote to evict Gino. And then lo and behold, he's one of two people that evicts Gino. And he feels like he was set up, that it was all an orchestrated plot just to get him to betray Gino for no reason, when nobody else was going to do it in reality. And he was supposed to be left with all the blame. And he feels hurt.
You friggin' hurt me.
Oh, yes. The greatest heist of all time was pulled by Betty with an arm grab and a thumbs up to get one rogue vote. Like, that is the story of this week. I just, like, what is going, like, you just take 2 seconds to think about it, and it makes no sense. And yet Marty has spun himself in so many circles that we will go over, but it is truly wild to watch where he ends up throughout the day based on this.
Yes. Now, in reality, I think there's some reason to believe that there was actually a plan to get Gino out during the double eviction. They just didn't have the time to properly pull it off. And that perhaps Summer shut it down with Betty, and then Betty sort of gave the thumbs down to Kevin and Josh, who then were like, crap, we don't have the votes. And so they flipped, but Marty and Helena were perhaps on the other side of the couches and were not able to get the memo. That's maybe what happened. We'll have to wait and see when we get to, again, hopefully we see on Monday night's episode. But again, the important part for now is that Marty feels as though Betty orchestrated this master plan to pin some blame on him and to force him to betray his man friend in front of Canada and make him look like a terrible person once again. So in order to not look like a terrible person, he's going to not take any responsibility and blame Betty and Josh for everything.
Yes, the great strategy of just completely shutting down multiple conversations, have no interest in listening to many, many people who are like giving them their genuine feelings, and just shutting them down, not listening at all. And, you know, I just don't get, when you have basically flopped 4-5 times already, to then be like, oh, well, it's not fair that other people are making me look this way, as if they have controlled your vote. But okay.
So and of course, like, Marty has no compunction about would I be betraying people like Josh, people like Helena, people like, no, they don't matter. My word matters to the men of the house. The true men of the house, it feels, from Marty's perspective. Because those are the ones that he's really caring about in terms of like his word that, I can't believe I would do that to Gino, not Gino. But that's where we're at with Marty. So Marty has told Gino he's going to target Josh and Betty. He's going to do whatever it takes in the game to make it up to Gino. He will play this game for Gino. He will sacrifice his life in this game for Gino, all to make up for what he has done in the game. And so that's what had happened yesterday, or what we had talked about yesterday. And now we're going to pick up Summer is going to talk to Marty. Summer tells Marty, I'm not really interested in alliances anymore. He wants to know from Summer, has anybody pitched my name as a target? She says, I know that Herman has talked about you as a target. But you know, we'll get into this later. Marty doesn't believe Summer. Marty believes Jess, meaning Herman. She thinks that Marty should target the showmans. She's going to pitch the showmans should go. Marty says to the cameras afterward, well, that was very productive. Gino is going to like that one.
Yeah, gotta report to our boy Gino, like, gotta make him proud, because Marty has said, like, yeah, we were alluding to, I don't care if I go home next week at Gino's hand, as long as I send out Josh and Betty before me. So, like, that is the goal here, to look good to Canada and send home the ultimate betrayers of Josh and Betty, no matter the consequences.
Yeah. So Summer is going to go and talk to Kevin about her conversation with Marty, but the feed's cut away from it. Jace talks to Gino. Gino lets Jace know about his conversation with Marty. Everything that I just told you about what Marty had told Gino, he's going to relay to Jace. Jace is like, screw this guy. He voted against you? What the hell? He also lied about it afterward, and now he's only telling us when he's HOH? Like, come on. But the information is still valuable to them. If Josh and Betty tried to pitch against Gino, then yeah, Josh as a target sounds fine to them. They can get through the week. Josh can go. They talk through options of how to make it happen best, which nominations should go, should be, because Gino was basically offered the HOH. Like the Dan Gheesling offer of like, you can choose my nominees, except it's real. So, so Gino's like, I think Moose should go up. We should take up Moose's offer of being a pawn, put Moose up next to Josh, makes it less likely that Josh wins that veto. And he thinks that's what makes the most sense for nominations.
Yeah. Cause you know, gotta get that veto, player up there. Marty will not be eligible to play. That's really not starting to narrow down the pool. Josh is good with a lot of other people in the house. Need to make sure that, at least one other competitive threat is there.
Yes. Gino also feels like, hey, what if we, should we make like a final three with Herman at this point? I think Herman would, I know he's a snake, but I think he would be true to his word. And Jace is like, yeah, he's really slimy, but maybe we should go for it anyway. And so they consider the idea of maybe trying to pitch a final three to Herman. They're not sure when they would do that at this point, but, they're considering it. In part because they're both, they're mad at Marty, you know, obviously for not picking them and for voting them out. They're also mad at Kevin. We thought Kevin was going to pick one of us in the safety chain. Why didn't he do that? That whole thing about wanting to keep the showmance in. Where was that in the safety chain? What was up with that? That's no good. And Gino says that Marty told him that he made like some kind of final four or five with Kevin. And he's just like, something weird's going on with Kevin. And Jace says, oh, well, he's smart to try to bring the floaters to the end. And so they keep talking and talking, but, that's kind of where their head is at right now. And that matters because they're kind of in charge of Marty a little bit, at least.
Yeah. I mean, for them, like as soon as Marty is telling some people he's denying, like fervently that he is denying that he was the vote. He was not the vote, but then he goes to Gino and he folds. It's like Marty is always going to not be able to hold a secret, regardless of what that secret is. He's going to reveal any final fours, any final threes, any final twos. He's going to tell which way his vote was. So for Gino and JC, it's like, is that someone you can rely on? Someone that's flipped on you multiple times. He'll expose any deal you have. So for them, like, where else are you really gonna go? You see Kevin's been exposing himself. So I don't blame them for starting to look at Herman, even if they feel like it might not be necessarily a great option. Maybe their only one.
And Herman, as always, has been just putting in the work, being stable, consistently trying to build bridges. And consistently it has paid off. You know, it's definitely working here. Marty's going to talk to Betty. He asks Betty if his name has been thrown out. Betty says, not by me. Betty says, I'm not coming after you. You should know Josh is not coming after you. There are bigger people in this game that are coming for you. I can name those people if you want. He says, well, who would you target? And she says, I would target people who have more than one vote with them and people like Moose who are wild cards and flip flop. So that is Betty's stance. I think she actually does a decent job in this conversation, but, you know, that doesn't really matter when it comes to Marty.
Mm-hmm. Marty has his noise canceling headphones on through most of these conversations. It does not matter. Make a good pitch. Like that's you're wasting your time.
Yeah. Kevin's going to talk to Gino after Jace leaves. Kevin asks Gino what he wants for the week. Gino isn't sure. He asks what Kevin wants for the week. Kevin says, as long as it's outside the five, he doesn't care. Kevin is really trying to, that split vote was supposed to work the way he wanted. And then that second double eviction nonsense has really messed it up, with the safety chain and then all of the votes that went down. And so he's trying to reiterate, like, the five of us came together. Like, it got lost in the moment with what went down, but us coming together as a five to get Tanisha out was a big moment. But Gino's not really having it. Gino says, apparently Betty and Josh orchestrated a master plan to get the rogue votes, to happen. And I know one of the votes. And Kevin assumes that Josh is talking about Moose, or at least he pretends to assume that he's talking about Moose. And Kevin says, well, what do you think is worse, voting against you or trying to get the votes against you? And Gino says, trying to get the votes against me. And Kevin says, Kevin says, I can't believe it was just, she said it was just a conversation to see where people's heads were at. Gino says, obviously it was a trap. This whole thing that they tried to pull off, because they didn't even vote that way. That it was the Gino believes in Marty's story here. And Gino says, you know, one of the votes might be you, Kevin. I don't care. And Kevin's like, it's not me. It's not me. I hate swearing on things, but I will swear on something. You get one per game. Do you want me to use my one swear on something per in the game on this? Because I will do it. And Gino says, you don't need to, because look, I really don't care. And Kevin's like, you got to stop doubting me, man. I promise with everything. It broke my heart to do it, but I voted Jess out. I told them I was voting them out. And Gino's like, yeah, I know. I just know that Betty and Josh masterminded it. And Kevin's like, yeah, Betty and Josh, they were trying to get you out. Simple as that. Yep. But I definitely see Betty as more of the leader in that situation. And Gino says again, like, well, one person admitted to me that it was them. And, Kevin's like, Moose? And he's like, nah, I can't say who it was. It's like, so not Moose. Like, not going to say. It's like, Herman? Not going to say. Summer? Not going to say. this conversation is not going well for Kevin. Gino says, another question I have for you is, why did you pick Marty for safety and not Jace? And Kevin's like, Gino says, you're thinking too much. Kevin's like, I thought he would go home. You didn't think I would go home? No, I thought you were good. And you were. Gino's like, I've just figured we were all sending Jess home regardless. So like, I just thought that like, I thought that if Marty was up there, they'd send Marty out. I thought that was what they were saying. And Gino's like, no, that's not what they were saying. They were saying they were going to take Jess out. Kevin's like, should I have picked Jace? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Says Gino. Maybe I messed up. I'm sorry about that. I in the moment I didn't make the right decision. It's like, Kevin is just like, oh my God.
It's not good. Cause even when Marty doesn't have information, he's going to say stuff like it's fact. So like Gino's coming in having Marty said, basically, I was one of the votes against you. And the other one was almost definitely Kevin. It's like, where did that come from? So Marty just has thrown Kevin under the bus. And I think he's like, in his head is like, I'm confessing for the both of us. Like, I am absolving us of our sins. But meanwhile, like, those sins are still on Kevin's hands as far as Gino is concerned, which he didn't even do. So it is very interesting to see Kevin try to, like, dig himself out of a hole that he doesn't know he's in with Gino in this conversation.
Yeah, the whole time in this conversation in Kevin's mind is just going,
oh!
Falling down that hole, it is not good.
Gino says he feels Josh is the one that should go. He thinks Herman is somebody that they can pull in once Josh leaves. And again, Kevin is like,
oh.
Kevin's like, do you think Herman is coming for me? Gino says, no, I don't think so. In fact, I think if anything, Herman would come after me. Which is why you think you can pull him in. Great logic, Gino. You're great at this game. Kevin says, is Herman really the type that do you think Herman is the type that would like want to take Jace out to bring you in? Like again, trying to just plant those seeds. Gino's like, maybe. Kevin says, Jace is just so loyal to you and me and Helena. This is such a great group, you know? You don't want to break this group up. They tried so hard to break us up yesterday, but we need to stay strong. Come on. Who's the vote, Gino? Just who's the vote? And Gino's like, not gonna tell you. Kevin's like, come on, let's put a name on this already. Come on, what are you afraid of, Gino? Let's name it. Gino's like, I'd rather stay under the radar. I don't know. We can stay under the radar. It's a secret name. Gino's like, look, if you really want, I'll let you come up with a name if you want to come up with a name. Kevin's like, okay.
Yeah, you know, Jace is so loyal to me. Jace, right? Jace is loyal. I'm loyal to. We're all loyal to each other, Gino. It is like, yes, loyal to. Yes, correct. Just like fishing for, like trying to, you know, solidify things. Like you wouldn't want to go against me because Jace likes me so much. But it's tough. Kevin again does not know what battle he's fighting here, and that is his main problem.
Yeah. So. In the meantime, Marty is going to talk with Hermann, and Marty lets Hermann know that he will be honoring the deal that they made last week. We talked about this on the update. They made a 1 week deal, which was, hey, if we're going to start rebuilding trust, if one of us gets in power, we will show with our actions that we are going to stay true to our word. And so Marty, talks about that deal. He says, this is me showing you that you can trust me. I'm not going to be putting you on the block. Hermann is like, perfect. This sounds great. I will do whatever you want with the veto. And Marty asks Hermann, have I been named as a target? Hermann says, yes. The women in particular, Summer and Betty, have definitely talked about targeting you. And so Marty is definitely going to believe Hermann here, where he did not believe Summer. Marty's then going to talk to Josh. He says, you know, Josh, that talk we had on the 18th touched me. And I remember the day because it really meant a lot to me. And if you turned on what you said there, it would be a sucky move. And I wish I could say I trust you 100%. And I hope you can trust me. And Josh in this conversation is just kind of like, just kind of like sitting there, mm-hmm. as Marty is telling him, like, you've betrayed me. Josh is kind of like, okay. Josh is like, is there anyone you feel like you can trust? Marty says, Helena and Kevin, and I hope you, Josh. But can you really have my back, Josh? It just really sucks that people tried to pin the vote on me. And it just really sucks. And Josh says, well, do you really trust Moose and Hermann? Marty says, no. And Marty goes on, same stuff. Josh does try to get in there like, oh, well, I did know that Tanisha was going, even though I did vote the other way. We had that conversation. But just know, whatever you decide, I've got your back, Marty. Like, I don't know if Josh recognized what was happening here. Maybe he didn't, because it's so absurd that Marty would think that he tried to pin a vote on him for no reason. But Josh is very, very passive in this conversation.
Yeah. The thing is that for Josh, Josh is so good socially. I think he's in one of the, like, generally, if you take out this like completely convoluted mix up with Marty, like he was in one of the best positions in the house, like almost by accident at points, but like really did do a lot of good social work. The problem then comes when Josh has to talk strategy. It's this conversation, even when he talks with Gino a little later, I just am like, Josh, just say anything. Like, please, I am begging you. All you have to do is just like give him a little bit of game talk. And he loves holding the information and like very often gets handed a lot of information because he's so good socially. But it's just plays the cards so close to his vest that he really gives nothing in game talks. And it's a problem.
Yeah. He's also going to talk with Gino, and Gino, it's just a very similar conversation with the one with Marty that we just talked about. Gino is asking, or Josh is asking Gino, how do you feel about us right now? And Gino says, look, I know you're close to Betty, and I feel like Betty's mentioned my name a couple times. I thought we were good, Josh, but I do feel like you're stuck between two sides right now. And I do really want to know who planned that vote last night. Josh just kind of goes like, look, I knew T was leaving. And the only reason I voted that way is because I had already promised her the vote. That's the main message he's trying to get across. Like, he thinks that that's the reason that people might be upset with him right now. And he does not seem to recognize yet that he's in a lot more trouble, and it's because of this whole, Gino vote.
Mm-hmm. Because Josh was worried about being on the other side of the vote specifically because of Gino and JC Lynn. So I think in Josh's mind, it's like, well, like, this is exactly what I was worried about. So I don't think I can talk my way out of this. When, like, that is so far from Gino's mind, does not care about that. He is worried about who organized this vote flip. And from most other people's conversations, they're all vouching it was not Josh. And so I don't know if it is. This one, I would believe more of Josh, like, not have, like, actually understanding what the conversation is about. I think in Marty's, like, he knew he was a possibility to go up, could have done better there. Here, like, I think that he thinks he's having, like, a different conversation than he actually is.
Yeah. So, Kevin is gonna get upset. He's gonna sort of cry a bit. Just putting it out there. It's a rough time for Kevin. Things are really not going his way. Marty's going to talk with Moose. He tells Moose, I'm keeping my word with you. We made a 1 week deal. I'm not putting you on the block. Moose is like, great. Love it. I think you, me, Herman, moving forward, we could work really well together. I think this is great. Perfect. Sounds good. Super easy. Except Gino and Jace come in afterward. And they talk to Marty, and he gives his whole spiel again about how he feels so bad for betrayal. So it's a personal, and it's always, he says, I'm so freaking hurt me. And I freaking hurt you. And I feel so bad. And Canada is going to see me as a bad person because I turned on my Gino. And Gino says, look, Marty, I've been thinking. I think Moose should go up on the block as a pawn next to Josh. If Josh is the target, because I think for all the reason that we already talked about, better for the veto, all of that stuff. Marty's like, ah, I did just tell Moose that I would never put him on the block this week. So that would be pretty bad for my game. But you know what? I owe it to you, Gino. Okay. I'm willing to do, it's terrible for my game, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make it up to you, Gino. I will put Moose on the block. Gino's like, I think you should maybe just tell Moose and Herman what happened with the vote and how you were set up and that this is why Josh needs to go, and just tell Moose that you're taking him up on his offer to be used as a pawn and that you need him as a pawn to help, win the veto against Josh. And Marty's like, okay. And he goes, hey, Moose, come back. And Moose comes back. He's like, do you trust me, Moose? He's like, yes. Well, you remember about offering to be a pawn? Like, yes. You still okay with that? Look. I need you to understand something. He tells him about the whole Josh and Betty setting him up. Okay, in front of Canada. And he says, I need you as a pawn against Josh. And Moose is like, well, look. I don't want to go up on the block. I feel like that's not a great. I would prefer. Obviously, I don't want to hit the block. Honestly, I'd rather be up against Betty than Josh. But I just don't want to go up at all. That would be fantastic if that were to not happen. And Marty's like, I'm sorry, but I just need you on the block as a pawn. And Moose is like, but what if Betty wins the veto and takes Josh off the block? Then what? Marty's like, oh, I didn't think about that. Oh. Well, I would put Summer up on the block if I need to, and then we would send Summer home. And Moose is like, okay, I guess. I mean, this doesn't sound, I don't like this. This sounds bad. And so Moose is leaving. Helena comes in. This is like, they barely, by the way, the Kevin and Marty talk was completely blocked in the feeds. Helena has a brief interaction with Marty where she's just like, please play your own game. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm just upset right now. And then Gino comes back in. Marty's like, Gino. Marty's like, Gino, Moose just brought up to me, what if Betty wins the veto and takes Josh off the block? We didn't think of that one. Maybe we do need to do Josh and Betty. And Gino's like, just like, well, the point is to send one of the three of them home anyway, right? And Marty's like, okay. And then everyone comes in for the HOH lockdown. This is like already ridiculous.
So much has gone on, because in Moose being like, well, why don't you put up me and Betty? Because then I'll have a better chance at the veto, because Josh won't be automatically competing. And Marty's like, well, I don't want a backdoor. Like, I don't want a backdoor, Josh. That is so disrespectful. It's disgusting. Meanwhile, earlier this morning, he was like, I could put up Summer and Betty and backdoor Josh. So, like, it is. Marty has said in multiple conversations, like, early, even earlier with Herman, like, are you sure you won't backdoor me? If I go out, that's fine. But like, backdoor is disrespectful. And how dare I do that? But Marty's considering it, you know, and that's the thing where he's saying with Moose, like, I won't put you up. But when has Marty ever held a deal before? So it's a possibility. Don't be surprised if any deal he has gets broken. It is unfortunate that, like, we are not even that far into the day. It is this messy.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, even though we're not that far into the day, we are pretty far into things that actually happened, because the feeds are going to be down for quite a while through the day. However, during the HOH lockdown, Marty's been thinking. And, you know, Betty had been called to the diary room at a weird time. He hadn't seen that before. And so after everybody leaves the HOH, he's like, Gino, Jace, come here. I think I need to put Josh and Betty on the block, because what if she has a secret power, right? Remember, she's got a secret power. We gotta put her on the block. Otherwise, she could use the secret power to make sure that both her and Josh are safe. If the noms change, then we can put up Moose. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay. That makes some sense.
Oh. So here's the thing.
Oh, business B.
You know, there's so many people are frustrated by Betty does not have a secret power. Everyone is convinced Betty has a secret power. And why won't production confirm that she doesn't have a secret power? Because they confirm if she tried to threaten it herself, production would confirm. So in reality, Betty should be going, yes, I do have a secret power, in which case she will then get, you're not allowed to use production as a strategy.
Yes, I think you're not allowed to claim something specific, like if you vote me out, then you will be evicted. Like, that is my secret. And it's also like, again, in regard to claiming to have a secret power, like, people, because the biggest example is when Jess had the halting hex, and Jess was told that she couldn't use the production as a, because people knew she had a power, and so she was, because they already knew that production had confirmed that there's something there, she wasn't then not able to leverage that by saying it did something else. I don't think production would put a stop to Betty trying to be like, I have something. Ooh, what do you think I have? And honestly, even if Betty did try to claim like, oh, I have a thing that means that if you vote me out, then you'll be the one evicted. Like, probably she'd be allowed to say that, because production, there's nothing from production that has given her credence in that statement, right? So that would be my assumption on those rules. But you never really know with these things, because apparently Moose did play in the HOH this week, which that was not the right call, Big Brother.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make the call. Either Jess is playing in safety or Moose is not playing in this. But
yeah,
like, yeah, rough call for sure.
So Marty now feels like Moose should not go on the blog. It should be Josh and Betty. And he's so he goes, Moose, come here. He goes, Moose, I'm not going to put you on the blog. I'm going to put Josh and Betty on the blog. Because what if Betty has a power, right? And if one of them comes off, then I'm going to have to put you on the blog. And Moose is like, okay, but I think you're right. Betty has a power. I'm concerned. What if Betty uses the power after the veto? Then I'd really be screwed, remember? But Marty's like, okay, so it's fine. So that's going to be Marty's line if he ends up as a potential replacement nominee. He's going to be able to remember the power, or remember she could use it after the veto, maybe. But for now, it's locked in again. Josh and Betty on the block. In the meantime, Jace is going to tell Kevin about some of what's going on. She lets Kevin know that Betty is going up. Marty is going to talk to Kevin. Kevin starts asking Marty, like, what happened? Like, what's going on? And Marty's like, weren't you in the room with us? That happened. You see, I felt pressured to evict Gino, and then they didn't even do it. The feeds cut away from this conversation. And downstairs, while this conversation is happening, Gino is talking with Herman and Summer, and he's telling Herman and Summer about Marty's reasoning. He's telling them that Marty was the vote against him and that he wants to put Josh and Betty up on the block because they're the ones that orchestrated this whole plan against him. Summer says, I think Helena's the other vote. I thought it was pretty obvious the way she was acting, but don't mind me, because they really don't. They just completely ignore her. Gino said, I heard that you and Moose went around making sure that the votes went my way. And Summer's like, that was me, actually. And he's like, oh, yeah, thanks. So Herman, about Marty. And Herman's just like, I can't even help but smile about all this Marty stuff. I'm not going to lie. Gino says, he told me that if he hadn't won this HOH, he would have self-evicted. He felt so guilty. And they're just like, what is this guy? And then they hear some banging coming from the HOH room. What is that? They run outside. They look up, like, who's in there with him? And Moose is like, I'll tell you exactly what's happening. Kevin went in there after me. Marty's mad at Kevin right now because Kevin's trying to convince Marty to put me on the block.
Oh, boy. What an extrapolation. What happened? Oh, my God. Did Marty hit Kevin? Like, people are just going absolutely wild. So many theories are thrown around. Seems like Marty may have gotten a little overexcited and been like, banging on the table or whatever the case may have been, that they were able to hear it from the storage room or stomping on the ground. So yeah, loud noises for sure were heard throughout the house.
Yeah. And if I haven't sold it enough, like, Marty, whenever he brings this up, is bringing the energy of
that was personal,
that, like, in every conversation he has about the experience, I don't even remember how I got there, but they made me look like a fool in front of Canada. It was so difficult to do it the first time. They made me do it again. He's definitely bringing the anger to all of these conversations. And so that definitely seems to be what have the feeds are going to cut from there. For a long time, we are not going to see any of what's going on here. By the time they come back, Josh and Betty have been nominated for eviction. Nothing else changed in terms of those nomination plans, at least. Kevin and Helena are talking. They're like, oh my God, this sucks. Kevin says, there's no way I'm voting Josh out this week. We need to figure out a way to make sure Josh stays. If we have to lose Betty, that's what we'll have to do. But ideally, you know, we prevent Herman from, you know, winning this veto and we somehow get Herman up there. That's obviously the ideal. But the first priority is making sure they keep Josh around.
Mm-hmm. If this was weeks down the line, Betty's someone they definitely want there. But right now, Kevin and Helena need someone who can win comps. And Josh has not pulled through on so many, but as is constantly talked about, he's in second in almost every single one of them. He's due for a win at some point. So Josh is someone they need on their side, especially with Helena hurting her foot. So not looking great.
Yeah. We're also going to see Josh talking with Herman. The feeds come in like at the tail end of this conversation and it ends very quickly. I believe that Josh is asking Herman about what he will do in the veto. I think Herman is telling Josh that he is not 100% sure what he would do yet, but he will let him know once he decides. He is worried that Marty will be upset with him, but hey, Marty doesn't play next week. Given what's happened this morning, I believe that either Herman did in this conversation confirm to Josh that he would use the veto or later came back to him. Because again, he said, like, I'll let you know when I decide. So that implied to me that he had not decided quite yet. But at some point, Josh has been told, whether or not it happened in this conversation, that Hermann will use the veto on him because, or something along those lines, because Josh does plan to choose Hermann in, for a house guest choice if he gets it for the veto. So, so that's the important bit here.
Yeah, because even like on browser volume boosted 600%, this was impossible to hear. So I'm running to Twitter. There's people saying, oh, my God, Hermann just told Josh he will not use the veto. And there's people saying Hermann says unprompted that he will use the veto 100% no matter what. Given how Hermann has taken Summer telling him that she would not use the veto on him, I am much more inclined to believe Hermann saying that he will. I don't know that he would be so straightforward as to tell an ally that he will not use the veto, especially when that means he also would have safety from having won it. But obviously, further conversations are going to help confirm that.
Yes. And again, like, because what I heard was him saying, like, I'll get back to you on it. So, like, who knows at this point? But either way, Josh plans to pick Hermann. So whatever Hermann has ultimately confirmed to Josh at whatever point, it's what Josh wants, whether that means throwing the veto or just winning it and using it on him. We will see. Marty is going to talk with Hermann after the nominations, and Marty lets Marty again is going to explain the whole Expedia room thing.
That was first.
You know, all of that stuff. He says, it hurts me.
You friggin' hurt me.
It hurts me so much that I did that. I don't want Canada to see this. How dare they put me in that position? It's so ridiculous that, like, this is a grown man. This is a 40-something year old man who genuinely believes that he will look better to Canada by blaming Betty and Josh for flipping on Gino than just being like, all right, I thought I was doing something and I didn't do something.
Yeah. Marty is 42, but people in the house often treat him like he's 72 in terms of their like it just general like kid gloves they use, but he acts like he's 12 very frequently. So it is so tough with Marty. Like, you never know exactly. Kevin's saying, like, Kevin recognizes when Marty has his mind made up, there's no changing it. Where Helena's like, oh, I don't think it was Josh. He's like, why are you defending him? What's going on? It's like, whoa, this was your final two, allegedly. So let's calm down there.
It's yeah,
so tough with Marty.
Remember what I said about being a grown man in just a second. He against, I can't even remember how I got there. Just remember the thumbs up and the arm grab. It's like you're literally admitting that you don't even remember the specifics of what happened, and yet you're completely 100% sure that you're getting the facts right about like what happened and who convinced who here. He says his target now is Betty. Betty is his target because Betty is the one that was orchestrating it the most. He no longer would prefer Josh to go. He would like for Betty to go because she's the one that was really like leading the charge.
Yeah, ultimately he has somehow convinced himself that Betty has a power, and so that has allowed his mind to convince itself that actually Betty was the one who was leading this charge. So whatever's convenient for the narrative is ultimately what's going to come out ahead here. But so yeah, Betty is now said target for Marty.
There you go. So Betty and Josh are going to briefly talk. Nothing too big here, but Betty does say, Canada, can you please give me a superpower? Because everybody already thinks that I have one.
Oh, Betty.
Betty, like, why did you do this to yourself?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I don't know. I love Betty. I love Josh. I'm very upset how this is turning out. Fingers are crossed. But yeah, not looking great here for Betty.
Man, I remember when I talked about her saying that she was doing this on purpose. I was like, I don't think this is a good idea, Betty. I don't think this is going to work out very well for you.
Mm-mm. No, not great.
Oh, boy.
The power, like having a power and having people know about it is bad. Not having a power and having people think you have a power is worse, significantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we are going to get to a conversation now that is one of the more ridiculous conversations that I've seen an adult have in a while. Marty's going to sit down with Summer. He says, I wanted to have a chat with you. And she goes, okay. He says, look, I know for a fact that you tried to pitch a back door on me. Summer says, what? Absolutely not. What are you talking about? He says, oh, so you're saying that so Jess is lying that you didn't during Wendy's try to pitch for me to be backdoored? And she goes, yeah, Jess is lying. Absolutely. And he said, look, I don't know why you're lying right now. I would have targeted you this week if everything hadn't happened. You would have been my target. And she says, what? Are you saying you believe Jess? You're going to believe Jess over me? And he says, man, it's unfortunate that you're handling it this way because I was putting everything on the table so we could repair things. But you're here denying it. And she's Summer's like, I didn't pitch you. I pitched Hermann and Moose. What are you talking about? She says, Jess was lying. And he's like, Jess was not lying. And he won't even look her in the eye. He's like, he's got his head to this. He's like the whole conversation, he's been kind of like, she's looking at him and he's sitting there like, no, I don't know why you're doing this. I mean, it's so obvious that you're lying and that Jess,
you really suck at lying.
You really suck at lying because, Jess told me that this was the case. And she's like, Jess is lying. It's like, no, Jess is not lying. Jess is lying. Look at me, Marty. Like, you can't even look at me. So he looks at her and he's like, Jess was not lying. Jess was lying. 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 Jess was not lying. He literally just, he is just going, Jess was not lying. 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 Like a child.
He's convincing himself. He knows if he looks at Summer's eyes, like, it's not going to stick. He's literally just looking at the ground, just like avoiding eye contact at all, like, possibility. He is just, it is wild to watch this conversation. I don't understand. He's so convinced that, like, Jess, no matter what, absolutely correct. Could still work on the pronouns, Marty, but it is rough, rough in this conversation. Just will not listen to a word Summer saying. Like, when he says, like, I want to have a chat, strong word. He wanted to tell Summer what he thought and not have any feedback. So it was not good at all. Was not willing to listen.
Yeah. She's just like, roll the tapes. Like, because here's the thing. Summer did throw Hermann under the bus. I mean, look, we saw an edited version of what Summer talked about, but we know what Summer intended to do, which was to pitch Hermann. She was fully anti-Hermann at that point, willing to have Hermann go. That's what she intended to do. That's what we saw her do in the Wendy's segment. And I don't even recall Jess telling Marty that Summer pitched him. I recall Hermann telling Marty that Summer pitched him. I recall that, like, they are definitely trying to imply to Marty that, like, hey, obviously, like, Summer's not with you. But, you know, this is clear, like, this is very, very ridiculous in terms of how Marty is going about this conversation. And I mean, if I were Summer, I would be very frustrated with how he is handling it.
Yeah, when Marty says Jess definitively told him that Summer pitched him, it was really more of maybe kind of sort of a wink and a nudge and like maybe we're not sure exactly. But Marty, just again, you can see that far less has convinced Marty of far greater. So it is not surprising to see that Marty is just digging his heels in when like there's not really much ground to stand on.
I just decided that you need to hear at least a snippet of this. So I've tried to clip this as we've been talking. Let me see if this works for you.
Lying. Jess was lying. Jess was lying. Jess was lying. And you're going to look. Oh, shit. I'm kind of gassy. Jess.
I love that I got the gassy line in there.
Oh, no.
This is, I mean, was I wrong in my, it's how do you reenact two people talking over each other?
Lying. Jess was lying. Jess was lying. Jess was lying, and you're gonna look.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so wild because I love both of them, both being like, you're going to watch the tapes. You're definitely going to watch the tapes. And like, I'm 100% sure. And then Maury does like even like a little later is like, all right, well, if I'm wrong, it's like, well, what,
yeah,
what
he's is, like, well, that if energy? I go back and I'm wrong, then whatever. But he's so adamant about it. And so the feeds are, of course, going to cut as they continue on with this. Couldn't possibly have a disagreement occurring on the feeds. That would not be classy.
I'm not annoyed enough with Marty. The feeds are down for hours on end because Marty cannot calm down.
When the feeds come back, Summer is talking to the camera. She says she's apologizing to Canada. She says, I'm sorry, Canada. I've calmed down. I'm sorry that winter had to come out. I love this. Winter has been put away, but I'm coming with the fire and flames now.
My two favorite house guests, Summer is number one, Winter is number two. And sometimes it has to happen.
Yes. So that was most of the day. We did also have a conversation between Gino and Herman, where Gino lets Herman know, because we've heard from him and Jace that like they don't actually trust Marty and want to work with Marty. They're just using him this week because he's willing to, but they're pissed at him. Gino lets Herman know that basically he doesn't trust Marty after all of this. Herman is a little bit more on board with Marty. He's kind of like, I would like to keep my word to Marty. Like, I don't think we need to turn on Marty anytime soon or anything like that. But Herman is also going to try to pitch like, hey, you know, Marty's target is Betty. I think we can try to pull Josh in. Like, I don't think we need to let go of Josh and be super like, can you and Josh reconcile after everything that's happened? Essentially, Herman again, trying to build. He's always trying to build, and he thinks that he can pull Josh back. And remember, Herman has a final two with Josh, and he's trying to help repair Josh's game. Of course, little does Herman know that this could be his doom, trying to keep Josh around. He doesn't quite recognize the danger of Josh, but he is going to try to start pitching this already. So as of right now, Josh and Betty on the block, if they were to stay on the block, Josh should stay. He does have Kevin and Helena like locked in. He should have Herman, and with Herman, he should be able to get at least Moose, if not Gino and Jace, with Herman also trying to pull Gino and Jace in that direction. And because Marty is on board to target Betty, I think Gino and Jace, again, easily could go in that direction as well. If Marty changes his mind again at any point and tries to pull Gino and Jace back to evicting Josh, I think they could be inclined to do that. But again, it would need to be basically Herman and Moose will probably decide this vote if it's between Betty and Josh. So Josh needs to make sure that he keeps Herman on board, keeps Moose on board. And if the two of them are still on board to keep Josh, then Kevin and Helena should also vote to keep Josh. And worst case scenario, it's like a 4-3 vote and Josh stays. So Josh should still be pretty good. Of course, anything can happen. Then we also have the veto scenario. If either one of Betty or Josh comes off the block, we might see Moose go up on the block. But with Marty, who knows? Maybe Summer now could go up on the block. Honestly, like I could even see like Kevin or Helena going up on the block because they were in the room. Like something dumb like that. Like you never know with Marty. So we will have to wait and see on all of that. The veto competition should be happening at some point today. And we will see what goes down based on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you factor in early on when Betty like realizes they might be in trouble. Betty's like, I want to be here so bad, but am I going to win? What am I going to do here? So Josh needs to be here. Like he can win. He should be here and has like vocalized that within like their closer allies. So I don't think that Betty's going to be putting up too much of a fight if they were to stay on the block. And a lot of people criticized Herman for like what does Gino care if Josh is good for your game? That's not a good pitch. And like, normally, sure. But when Gino's coming at like, I don't trust Marty, basically, I have no one except JC and like maybe you, then like he could use anyone. Herman vouching for Josh is good. And like, he's good for my game is like, oh, you like, you need me. You don't trust anyone. Like, can we work this out where one person who is good for my game can stay and the we can all work together? So I don't think it's as bad as it would be on other weeks.
Yes. And so, so that's kind of where we are. And like in all of this, I don't want it to get lost because I do feel like it's, I feel like it's becoming commonplace at this point, but like in any other season, Just the sequence of events where Marty tells Moose, you are 100% safe, kick your feet up. Then like a half hour later says, Moose, actually, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to put you on the block. Then an hour later going, Moose, actually, I'm not putting you on the block at first, but as a replacement, maybe, like, if any HOH did just that, we'd be like, wow, this is an all-time bad HOH reign. Except this is like the maybe second or third worst of this season. And it's also something that we saw happen last season. Big Brother Canada is casting right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you take any single conversation from BB Canton and it is more wild than anything that happened on Big Brother All-Stars. Like, there's so much more going on here. It is wild. And I feel like it, every week I'm saying, don't let it get lost that, like, this is still, like, absolute chaos. It even compared, like, I know that it was wild last week, but it just has been non-stop. Every single moment of the day is pure chaos in this house.
I mean, honestly, like, it really makes Jess's HOH look well-run. quite frankly, to be sandwiched between Kyle, really Kyle, Gino and Marty, who all were, I honestly think worse. And I know that Gino's like, okay now, whereas, you know, Jess left right after, but like, you know, that does not mean that Gino had a better HOH reign by any means. He started in a much, much better position than Jess did. But man, what a string of HOH reigns, starting from like, you know, Marty's initial HOH was like not great. It wasn't like all time bad, but it was definitely not great. Into Kyle, into Gino, into Jess, into Marty again. And it just seems like I've for a long time now, I've been saying win HOH. HOH is great for your game as long as you can handle it correctly. I feel like the as long as you can handle it correctly is not strong enough anymore. If you're on Big Brother Canada, chances are you're not going to handle it correctly. So maybe don't win HOH. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
The Spicy V's like secret HOH last season would be like a very well-oiled machine on this season. Like it is, yeah, the comparison is just completely out the window. It's all lost.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I say that, but like Josh, Kevin and Helena need an HOH bad right now.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Is like even Josh is like, oh yeah, we should like work with these people. My one thing for Josh, I really need Josh to start trusting Herman a little more, because Herman is like really actually doing good work for him, and they just didn't have like the best relationship. But once that got like mended, I think that Herman has been like doing a lot of good work for Josh. I was not like expecting him to 100% pick Josh in the safety chain, and I feel like that should have been like enough recognition for Josh to trust him a little bit more here. And for him to still be saying like I maybe have Herman's vote is a bad read, and I need him to fix that.
I think so. And I think his issue is that, and he's told this to Helena and Kevin, that like he thinks that Herman is going to target Helena and Kevin, and like Helena and Kevin right on the block. And that's not good for his game in the way that he sees it, at least. And so that's honestly like if the game moves forward, like minus Betty or something, it is looking not great for Kevin and Helena. Although being able to keep Josh is kind of their one saving grace, because Josh will then be in with Herman and Moose, and he will I think ideally have some amount of influence with them if they win to prevent both Kevin and Helena from ending up on the block. And that's going to be like the one thing they've got going for them, because if not for Josh in that spot, I think they're definitely going to be the targets with, especially with Herman and Moose kind of getting closer to the showmance. You know, maybe Marty comes up, but like if Herman has any influence, I think he recognizes that like Herman is not a big enough threat to them before Kevin and Helena, who he's been looking at for a little while. Less so Helena, but certainly Kevin. And so we will see. We will see with all of this stuff going on. The season refuses to relent. That's about where we are. There will be, I'm sure, plenty to update tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. As we will update what happens with the veto and how that changes any plans. And then we'll keep it running. Monday night episode, we'll hopefully find out exactly what went down during the double eviction. And then, you know, see, I hope Marty's spiral here, because if Marty is, if Marty gets like Canada's favorite after all of this, then something is very wrong with how the show is edited.
If you want to see me lose my mind, like that's the only reason to vote for Marty. Because yeah, I just will absolutely lose it.
So that's what we've got coming up. Make sure you check out the Taran Show with Claire, which I believe dropped recently. Very fun conversation with Claire from Big Brother 23. Check out the Survivor Stock Watch. We've got the Big Brother Stock Watch coming up on Tuesday night. Check out the all of the stuff. Find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taran. Find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taran Armstrong. Scally, where can people find you?
People can find me and anything I have going on over on Twitter at @Brian_Scally. I will be talking about the CBS challenge once that actually materializes, as well as like any other challenge seasons that are on the radar. All-Stars 3 should be coming out pretty soon. So I'll be over there. And yeah, any other guesting I've been doing will show up over there as well.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today. And I will see all of you next time.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.